This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military on Monday fought Palestinian militants in Rafah while ordering the population to evacuate from parts of the southern Gaza city. The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees said 360,000 Palestinians have fled Rafah over the past week. Around 1.3 million people were sheltering there before the operation began. Israeli forces are also battling militants in northern Gaza, areas where Israel had launched major operations earlier in the war. All 12 of Gaza's higher education institutions have been destroyed or damaged in 7 months of war, and more than 350 teachers and academics have been killed, according to Palestinian official data. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Gazans fear Israel's military offensive has inflicted damage to their education system that will long outlast the fighting. Gaza and the occupied West Bank have internationally high literacy levels. But Israel's blockade and repeated rounds of conflict left education fragile and under-resourced. Schools have also been bombed or turned into shelters for displaced people, leaving about 625,000 school-aged children unable to attend classes. The UN estimates that more than 70% of schools in Gaza will need full reconstruction or major rehabilitation after the war.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The U.S. on Monday said it has discussed an incident with Israel protesters blocking aid trucks heading for Gaza.
It is our strong view that aid cannot and must not be interfered with.
That's State Department spokesman Vedant Patel. This